is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
What is the United States of America? Is it merely an accident of geography, or a job market for the world, or a multi-ethnic, multilingual lot of people who agreed to live under a constitution? Patrick Buchanan believes that America is fundamentally a nation held together by bonds of history and memory, tradition and custom, language and literature, birth and faith. Those bonds of brotherhood and ancestry existed before our constitution was written and sustained us through wars and economic depressions. In Pat Buchanan's newest book, he challenges us to ponder our national identity, which already existed in the hearts of Americans when the Founding Fathers proclaimed the sovereignty of we the people. Because we are now in critical danger of losing our identity, the title of his book is State of Emergency. Buchanan agrees with Harvard professor Samuel Huntington that the central issue of our time is the migration into America of millions of people who come from very different cultures and refuse to adapt to ours. Buchanan calls the unprecedented entry of legal and illegal foreign-born during the last 10 years a tsunami, unlike any wave ever seen in the history of the world. The melting pot metaphor is a thing of the past. Today we are admitting people who do not want to be part of the nation called the United States. They want a land that looks like the United Nations General Assembly. The immigrants who came from Europe in previous centuries fully assimilated, but many of today's immigrants instead are self-segregating, forming their own towns within our cities, maintaining their language, and identifying with one another, not America. They maintain their loyalty to their native land. In Los Angeles, 61% speak a language other than English at home. They don't share our heroes, our history, or our holidays. Patrick Buchanan's new book will convince you that we are indeed in a state of emergency.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum. If the crisis of illegal immigration has you concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for our immigration information packet. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
United Nations and the rest of the new United States. The new United States. It's not called a country, it's called a continent. United States continent. Succeed in connecting up as the United States continent and the Middle East end up driving out the violently radical Islamic response to globalization creeping embrace of the region. That fight will logically lead south into sub-Sahara Africa. Thus, progress in a global war on terrorism will be marked by its geographic shift deeper inside the core states of China, United States, Russia, and India, meaning the last terrorist networks that we destroy will be centered in Africa.
I believe that.
That is the policy statement in the Situation Room the day that Cindy Sheehan was in Caracas eating radioactive food. I just thought, you see what I'm saying? The
conflict,
we're in a disconnect in terms of the way we see things and the way we're told situations are happening.
It's the twilight zone.
Yeah. And when we come back off the break on our second hour, I promise you, I will give you a chance to explain the Sidney Sheehan and the Johnsons of the world and how they deal with the death of their son on these other levels now. We're getting it to a higher level here.
Interesting. Introducing Idea Sticks. Idea Sticks are self-adhering, so you simply peel and stick to create the look of hand-painted tile on your kitchen backsplash. Bring new life to kitchen countertops. Accent and coordinate kitchen appliances and accessories. The possibilities are endless. And because Idea Sticks are steam and heat resistant, you can even use them in your bathroom. Idea Sticks are removable, reusable, and washable, and won't leave marks or a sticky mess. So you can change to a new design at any time. During this special TV offer, you can order your very own Idea Sticks. A, the floral bouquet. B, the dolphin porthole. Or C, the floral and fruit basket. For the amazing price of just $19.99. That's right, only $19.99. And that's not all. During this special TV offer, we'll even throw in a sheet of custom accents absolutely free.
To order your very own Idea Sticks, call 1-800-564-5812. That's 1-800-564-5812.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, with our guest, Catherine Moy, from a very deep and retrospective real-world analysis of two families in American mourning. Catherine, why don't you continue?
Okay. Well, what I'd like to speak about is really the very different paths that the two families of these slain soldiers took, and perhaps why they did that. I've had a lot of questions about that. Cindy Sheehan and her family were always against this war, except for Casey. There's some question about that. What there's not a question about is that he was a true patriot and he loved being a soldier. He was proud and would wear his army uniform in Vacaville, and he even helped recruit other soldiers. He signed on for a four-year stint and re-upped. And now that he's gone, his mother says feels she failed him and that she's partly to blame for his death because she raised him to be a patriot, and she said that was a failure as a mother.
Mm-hmm.
She, of course, became the world's best-known anti-war protester, and she's very good friends with Jane Fonda, who was a very big protester during the Vietnam War. And then we have the Johnsons, who come from a long line of military soldiers, and for the United States, in every war that the United States has been involved, there's been a Johnson. And Justin was the first to ever fall in the line of duty. And so Joe Johnson, his father, decided he would go to war. He did. He took the same job that Justin had, and that was a gunner on a Humvee. And his job was to clear roadside bombs, which are probably causing, no, they are causing the most casualties in Iraq right now. He would clear them. The enemy there stuffs them in dead sheep, dead human beings on the side of the road, mounds of dirt. They use toys to roll them underneath cars. So Joe was there to protect convoys, and he left his wife at home. They have one other son, Joshua, who's also in the Army. He's in Special Forces, and he may soon be shipping to Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Mrs. Johnson, I spoke to her at least every day while Joe was in Iraq. Became very close with her and saw what a gracious, strong, strong woman this is to do that. And Joe now understands that what he did in a way was very selfish because, as you said earlier, this wasn't a mourning in any case. Yes, they will mourn and miss their sons, Cindy and Joe, for the rest of their lives. But what they did in both cases was self-centered, and it was really running away from the grief. They didn't want to feel it, and as long as you can keep your adrenaline going and moving and thinking, you're trying to outrun it. That's what I saw. And I know that is what Joe said he was doing, that he really can't take it. And he's now home. He's out of the Army. He's actually the National Guard.
Mm-hmm.
And he is home. And he said he has thought about going back there as a mercenary, you know, a killing for hire. And or I said, what about going back and doing some Christian missionary work? Because both he and his wife, Jan, were missionaries. I just went back and visited him last week. And he's considering that. And I said, you know, I know that you love the children. He loved the Iraqi children. And wouldn't that be good for your soul?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't Justin rather you do that than leave your wife, that the two of you go back and build orphanages and so on,
mm-hmm.
third world countries? And he's considering that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he's more ready to face this pain that he was running from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the two families really, I thought, are a reflection of, you know, what people are yelling about here in this country and really around the world about this war. And as you say, all of this yelling, and it reminds me of, forgive me, but a dogs in a pound. While Rome is burning,
yeah.
You know?
Well, one of them barks, the rest of them pick up and start in on it. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's well put. I was very taken and had a lot of empathy for in your book about Jan, the wife of Joe, how she symbolically trying to keep the family together, and as I understood it, as you wrote it, and I was thinking, in many ways, this is what women, I think, are doing in America today in their own way.
Yes.
That's just my private view. There's almost a sense of helplessness that people have. I hear so much and they see so much. And instead of looking at, for instance, this new political election going on, instead of looking at the individual that they're voting on, instead of just a party, they might be able to have a little resolution in their own mind as to what is going on, because as you put out in this book, you and Melanie point out, it is right. There's an underlying hate of themselves,
yes,
if you will.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, absolutely. That's absolutely what's going on there. I think sometimes Cindy Sheehan wants to torture herself. And, you know, we did speak with a doctor, psychiatrist, about this, and psychiatrists who specialize in working with veterans and veterans' families who are lost. We did not cite them because they still work for the VA, and this wasn't something the government wanted us to, wouldn't want us to talk about in such personal ways. And so we could not use their names, but they were very good in helping us understand that these two were not, they weren't mourning. They were mourning, if you want to call that, in the most extreme manner that you can, and it becomes not of mourning. It becomes something else.
Yes. Well, then I am, not being a psychiatrist, I guess I am right in my own intuitive way about this, because this is what tore me up about the book. I mean, that tore me up because I know what it's like to come back and have to live with things that you just don't talk about. You know, my experience as a POW twice, each experience was more violent than the next. You never come out of it, because there's always an unconscious activity going on.
Yes.
And this unconscious activity cannot be dismissed away, like with a statement and say, well, go get a life, or forget it, or find yourself a good bottle, you know, encouraging alcoholism.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
And this is what I felt in the Joe, when he was going back, and the way you describe him, and you have a photograph there on the tanker, you know, and I looked at that, and it was a, I don't know if you realized your own genius of this, but he was sitting the same way that his son sat in the Humvee.
Yes.
It was just an off thing, but I pick up on stuff like that.
You did. That's very, very intuitive of you. Very.
Yeah. He was introspecting his son's spirit.
Yep.
And developing out his soul, and this is what led me to the U.S. News and Report article on October 23rd about science and the soul, and they're talking about how we develop images of our spirit. I think they call it, we experience visual sensations, and we call it, and it's become a very famous phrase by Dr. Dennett, who wrote a book on religion and breaking the spell of the natural phenomenon. He calls it the fame in the brain.
Uh-huh.
To use his now famous phrase, at any moment, the whole brain can take on a potential conscious state, contending a neural assembly, vying for celebrity status in the big moment of that part of the brain. And I thought, this is out of the U.S. News and World Report, October 29th.
Wow.
I thought to myself, this hits, I think, exactly where we are. We're in dual worlds all the time.
Yes.
Dealing with trying to develop our own soul, because we're trying to think, well, can we come back and rectify it, or do we have the right to live?
Right.
And there it hit me that American mourning was really an issue about, do we have a right to live? And I don't know what you think about that.
Yes.
You just go with it, but I'm giving you real world gut reaction scientifically, POW wise and every other wise.
I have seen so much, especially in Joe Johnson. I think he has come to the feeling and doesn't realize it. You know, he's a pretty smart man, but he has a death wish. He wanted to be where his son is, thinking somehow he could bring his son's soul back.
And we are right. Then you were right. That's what you were between the lines and up.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll get back from the other side of the break, Catherine, and we're going to go to another level.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm. Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and we're here with Catherine Moy, an author with Melanie Morgan of the book America Morning. And I understand that we still have George in New York, hanging out there in New York.
Doctor?
We didn't ignore you, George.
Oh, I know that, Doctor. And I'll tell you what, your conversation with this young lady is very fascinating. I've enjoyed listening to
you. Yeah, she's the author of American Morning.
I have to find that.
Yeah.
As a sidebar, I have a nephew who is now on his second tour in Iraq. He's the combat engineer with the 10th Mountain Division. Had earned Bronze Star in his first tour in Mosul. He is now in Baghdad and working in the area for reconstruction of school areas. But he is a young gentleman who has been there twice. And he's an Army major, and we're extremely proud of him and proud that he is serving our country as well.
God bless you. Thank you.
I have my niece's husband just came back from Iraq. His tour, he also earned a Bronze Star. Just a quick sidebar, just the profile of this young man, simply saying to when his mother inquired as to what was involved with the Bronze Star, his reply was, "Well, Mom, they give those to everybody." And as we are aware of, this does not occur. As ex-military, I am also, I'm fully aware that I have a little talk.
You know, you don't get those out of a cigar box.
No, Doctor. It doesn't come in Cracker Jacks or your favorite flavor cookies.
No. Yeah, you want to ask Catherine something?
Catherine, I am deeply enthralled of your book and the background you're talking about, the Johnsons and with Cindy Sheehan. And I think it reflects an image of quasi-hatred, of prejudice. Also, in a sense, I'm thinking of Mel Gibson and his difficulty as well. It's sort of, a parallel tangent, if you will. But the idea of war is never a popular concept. No one wants to be involved in it, but I think the transition of 9/11 has changed everything for all of us. And I believe in that respect, and as far as this other simile of this Saddam Hussein and the Afghanistan conflict, I think it was a natural follow-through from the result of the occurrence that happened here in this country. And it's no question in my mind, and Megan might be proven wrong, but I believe there were weapons that constituted a need to be involved in Iraq, and there definitely was a need to be involved in Afghanistan with Osama bin Laden, and I just pray that we resolve it. I think the current regime in Iraq is going to overcome this factor. It's just a long-standing entrenchment of this particular ideology and philosophy that has taken place, and that is the jihad or the hatred factors, all of that, and the Shia and the other faction. The current prime minister and that I believe we are there for a purpose. I believe it would be a total shameful disgrace to the military men and women who have lost their lives in defending and fighting for this country and serving their country and doing their duty. And that's probably where I am. And I just applaud you for the retrospect and you, doctor, also for your service and your involvement in the military. I believe that we need to be there. We need to have our patriotic duty be served by many, and I applaud all the young men and women who are stepping forward, including my nephews, when you have done so, and myself as well.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
And God bless you. And, you know, you sound like you could be one of the Johnsons' kin. Very, very much, after losing their son and knowing another son,
right,
fixing to go there, and Joe, who was there and got shot up, had IEDs blown out around him,
right,
and, you know, concussion injuries and so on.
Exactly.
Believe what you said.
Right.
Number one, as the doctor said earlier, these people over there know about mass, you know, weapons of mass destruction.
Yes, they do.
They have them.
They have, doctor. Absolutely.
And they probably still do.
They most certainly do. I believe many of those things have not been looking out, are sitting in Syria, are sitting,
yes,
in other areas that are just quietly, conveniently moved away. Iraq was a large...
By the way, I don't want to interject on something that came out by accident in the book, but this is going to cause a lot of havoc in America that hears this. One of the ways they transport a lot of that stuff was in the honey wagon.
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
You know, I did not know that. Now, a doctor taught me something there. You know, but I believe they transported it in every way. And what honey wagons are, I don't know if your
honey
listeners know.
The honey wagon is a vehicle for removing waste.
Yes.
The sewage waste.
Yes.
And that is how Casey Sheehan, his fellow soldiers were killed during a time when they were transporting, cleaning up the so-called, you know, honey wagons.
Yes.
And that's the kind of love they got from the terrorists that Cindy Sheehan called freedom fighters. And, again, I think that comes from her just anger. Some people get very angry, as a doctor can tell you, when you have a death in the family. And I just believe hers is just an unbelievable burst of anger and hate.
I can understand the factor occurring, because it is a natural response to the tragedy that occurred with her son's loss.
Yes.
We do understand. I think that's synonymous with anyone who loses a loved one, in particular in time of war. I've had instances of having relatives that have passed that way.
Yeah.
And and also wounded, and were able to come back from World War II all the way down.
Well, listen, George, we're going to be heading for a break in about a minute.
All right. I sure would like to add a little bit more on this water actor to you, doctor, if you have a couple minutes to give back to me.
Yeah. I want to make sure you get the email address. It's kwati@sbcglobal.net.
I have it, doctor. I wrote it down.
Okay, good. And my P.O. Box 864, Millbrae, California.
P.O. Box 864.
Millbrae, California, M-I-L-L-B-R-A-E, California, 94030.
All right. And I will not have a chance to talk to you any further here at this essentially.
Yeah, we'll try to get it back. We have a couple other callers. We want to make sure that Christina also has a couple other points about you don't speak for me, Cindy.
We at Republic Broadcasting Network recognize that not everyone is able to make a monetary donation to help us expand our network and spread the word. So we've come up with another way that everyone can help support RBN and the fight for freedom. It is estimated that most people have over $2,000 worth of stuff lying around their home or workplace collecting dust. Things like DVDs, CDs, watches, comic books, toys, and collectibles. For the cost of postage, these items can be put to good use. Simply donate them to RBN. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, get a box. 2, fill the box with unwanted, new, or used items. 3, send them to us. In just 3 easy steps, you can further the cause for freedom. How does it work? You simply pay for the cost of postage to ship your items to us. We sell them on eBay and keep the proceeds. You can help. For more information on how and what to donate, go to ebay.rbnlive.com. Free your home and office of unwanted clutter and support the fight for freedom.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
RBN, and one point about helping RBN is that you can purchase Freedom to Fascism, a DVD that RBN has. You can call 1-800-724-2719. Interesting DVD. Very quickly, we'll have George back on again from New York. George, go ahead, George. Go ahead, George. Yeah. Okay. And go ahead, son. Go ahead. Go ahead, Kevin.
Oh, okay. Sounds like we lost George. That was,
yeah,
that was too bad.
Those things happen. Yeah.
Yeah. That, yeah. Sounds like George is a real patriot, and I think a sense of the word that a lot of people don't understand anymore, and don't think about. We don't want to think about it because we're listening to our iPods and we're on our Blackberries, and we're very distracted from the world and our own souls. Because the one thing that President Bush talks about is that the soul yearns for freedom. And, you know, the one thing I know that when I was writing this book, and this might sound a little spacey to some people, but I always kept a picture of Casey and Justin there on, you know, taped on my computer. And I would pray every day before I'd start writing. But I could feel them sometimes saying, no, that's not exactly right. You know, not loud in my head like I was hearing voices.
Mm-hmm.
Something deeper. I tried to connect to them. I've been to their graves. I take flowers there. And, you know, it was a really painful but cleansing process for me because I have supported this war and the war on terror from the beginning. And that kind of tore at me, and I didn't understand because I have always been what I thought was a patriotic person. Now I know what that means. It's something that you know that's inside of you. It's something that you know that when my daughter, she's 14, she said she wants to be a Marine, then I say to myself, oh, God, there's a chance I could lose my daughter, but you're right, I'll go with you down there when you want to sign up. And it's something that's deep inside you and that you know that no matter what, her soul is going to be free when she's doing what she wants and to protect others and to love our country. Very, it's something that I came upon in a deeper sense writing this book, talking with the parents, especially that Mrs. Johnson, who what she does now, what she did in her pain, was she goes and comforts other mothers who have lost their sons and their daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And holds them and says, I know, and they can believe her.
Now, and I feel that there's another aspect of your book that ties into what you're saying, because I think we're into a long-term ideological war in this country, a whole new America that we've just never seen before. If we don't do something constructive in a positive way to change our own mind in a positive way, we are not going to have a country. That's just about where I'm coming from. I don't want to be pessimistic about it, but in many ways, the statement you had in your book, which was, "You don't speak for me, Cindy."
Yes.
And it has stuck with me, that sentence has stuck with me. I know that you were talking about another group of folks who had a different version of life.
Yes.
But I thought to myself, you know, there, if I, you can explore this, but the there are people out here that feel they speak for me.
With Cindy, what happened with these Gold Star parents, and you know you know history quite well, Doctor. You know that in past wars, there have usually always been protesters, even in the Gulf War, which was pretty fast. But what there wasn't a long protracted pushback of the protesters. In other words, protesters against the protesters. This is the first time from my studies. Now, we had the Hard Hat riots in Vietnam where you had the blue-collar workers back in New York City protest against the Vietnam War protesters. But this has been a sustained effort, and it's been done by the Internet and the new technology, but mostly, again, the souls of patriotic people. And that's where you got the You Don't Speak For Me, Cindy tour, which Melanie Morgan, who's the co-author of American Morning, put together. The reason why she did it is because she heard from so many Gold Star parents. I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Okay. Who wanted to tell Cindy and tell the world that Cindy didn't speak for them. She was one mother. She suffered a loss, same loss they did, but she's not to speak for everybody.
I was attaching myself to this in a very deep way because we have, it's just my observation, we have a lot of cultures that seem to be speaking for America. I go back again to what I brought up in the last hour of Parker Pathways. It was about the House of Sod.
Yes.
They converted in the 18th century. A lot of people don't totally realize this. They converted in the 18th century to the Wahhabi version of Islam. But the House of Saud conquered two holy cities, Mecca and Medina. And this was the turning point in history of the world. It created a whole Islamic world. It gave them control of pilgrimages. It brought millions of Muslims from the Islamic world together at the same place every time, every year. And it hasn't stopped.
Yes.
And this idea has put forth a higher force than what we want to recognize.
Yes.
And this brings me back to, you don't speak for me, Cindy. I mean, in other words, these folks are speaking for me. They're saying, hey, we conquered the world, fella.
Mm-hmm.
What's your problem?
Yes, it's true. And, you know, if you look at their plan, and you can, people can go on the Internet anywhere and put in, you know, the Muslim jihad or the Muslim plan to take over the world, and you'll find that it's very specific and that they want to speak for us. And that they indeed have already infiltrated. We know this because we had, what, on September 11th, five guys here. I mean, these guys, unbelievable what they did. It still shocks me. I just went to ground zero. But they have a plan, these radical jihadists. They're in our prisons right now, and they are transforming people. They are switching them over from whether they're Christian or maybe had no religious beliefs and making them into this radical form. So when they come out, they are, you know, Americans who are now jihadists.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on in the mosques here in this country. And I believe that if you read the Quran, you will find that there is, yes, very peaceful things in there, but the Prophet Muhammad himself was cut a lot of people's heads off, let's just say it like that.
One of the things that we have a caller from Tennessee, John. Is John on the line?
Yes, I am. Let me get off my headset or get rid of this background noise.
Hello, John.
Is that better?
Yes. Hello, John. You're with Parker Pathways and Catherine Moy.
Hi, John.
Hello, it's good to speak to both of you.
Thank you.
Dr. Parker?
Yes, go ahead.
Man, I'd like to bring a little bit different light on this, if I might. I'm a lifelong Republican that is now without a party. By Republicans, I'm called liberal.
Mm-hmm.
And by liberals, I'm called crazy. I really believe, and I want to express to you and to your listeners that the Muslims that we're facing now and fighting now, we need to be there. That's true. But we have made them what they are, Dr. Parker. Back in the 70s when I was an airman, we were training Iranian pilots to fly our aircraft. Granted, the Shah was a friend of America, and things were going along well. But I believe personally that every war that's ever been fought by this country has been planned far in advance to accomplish a not-so-hidden agenda. And I was wondering what you thought about that.
Well, I have a two off-the-cuff comments, and because that's what a radio show is all about, to have free speech, and you and RBN's moniker is You Can't Handle the Truth. And I'm not going to go into the gray area of what you're saying is true, because I know it's true. I can remember the old days. When, boy, I'm really exposing stuff I'm not supposed to say, but I can remember the old days of the Shah. You delivered money. I was one of the people that flew in the Shah's airplane with a solid gold inside.
Mm-hmm.
And I was one of the deliverers. I was one of what was called the Red Hands. You had it was the box with the handcuffs that were painted red. And if anything happened, I have to cut off my hand. And that money went to him. There were a lot of them. There were four of us at the time, and I was on another point because I was with, I was doing this very dangerous work with health and other things, which now I'm really putting myself in trouble because of this thing out there. But I'm still alive because I'm on radio. Let's put it that way.
Well,
but the thing is, the Bin Laden fellow was on the payroll a long time ago, and the CIA knew about him. And then their version of the world today is like they met somebody at a bar, and the guy hit a bottle over their head, and they said, "Geez, I know that guy. He's my friend. Why did he hit me over the head with a beer bottle?"
That was his job.
Yeah, that was right. So the whole thing comes down to the fact, sure, but you got to realize another thing, John, and this is a hard one to swallow. And this book, American Morning, is a core, blessed. I'm going to tell you something, because this is the deal. That whole philosophy of the government, they were speaking for us. Let's go back to, you're not speaking for me, Cindy, because they had the detente philosophy. You can take the Kissinger fellow. I mean, every time there's a black angel out there, you've got Kissinger feeding the meter. So the thing comes down to the fact that we have, it was detente. The old days, remember, you had the Berlin Wall, you had the whole thing. All those guys in the Defense Department and the rest of it, their Situation Room was a cardboard box.
Well, we're actually, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, I know you're getting short of time, but we are in the middle of a global chess game.
Absolutely.
And they have plan Bs to plan Cs. I believe that they're in their end game now. They know their time is short. And they are accelerating things to the nth degree.
Yeah, well, I just read on the air one of the situation plans for the next 10 years, how they plan to move and consolidate the Middle East and do the whole thing and then go into Africa. You know,
I was hoping that you would. I was hoping that you would give the source for that, because I'd love to have it. You know, I've been telling people this for 2 or 3 years now. I read a book by Ralph Epperson that literally opened my eyes, because I am a student of history.
Mm-hmm.
Ralph has put a tremendous amount of study into it, and he has 50 or 60 pages of footnotes. And for anyone that doesn't believe that we are being fed history as they would like us to have it rather than how it occurred, should read the book, go through the bibliography,
mm-hmm.
examine the footnotes, and then say that it's not true. And if you can do that, and you are in total denial.
Yeah. Well, I'm pleased you called, John, and we have to finish off our hour, finish off Parker Pathways. But I'm going to tell you something. I want you to call back. I'm with you 100%, but keep in mind, the government is treating us, you don't speak for us, Cindy, because they think those people are speaking for us in terms of thinking, and I'm not thinking that way. I do not care about the total a devastation of the rest of the world unless there's a solution to it. And when I've seen thousands of people die when we were in the World Health Organization because the dictators took the money. And the thing is, and you can go to Brazil, you can go to places. I've been places where you can go to the palaces and go to the rest of it, and those people that live there, they haven't changed in 4,000 years.
Yes.
You know, and the thing is, and we need to get a grip on the fact that our natural resources are being depleted and poisoned. I'm not on a kick with it, but it's a reality. It's a chemical and medical reality. So, and we're being changed by these people that say, we speak for you because we as an agency say it's okay for you to believe the story that feral pigs ran through a spinach farm in California and gave us E. coli, strain E1-1056, which is so virulent, has been detected since 1988. And, feral pigs. Okay, technically that's okay. You can have that happen, you know. And four cows from some cow farmer in Salinas who caused 200 people to get sick and 4 people to die?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, these people are acting like they speak for us. They think we're... You know, and so people like me show up, and I say, well, look, I'm a scientist and a person and a political thing and a thing. I can give you this show in 4 foreign languages if I want to.
Right.
I can go and talk in Russian, Spanish, Italian, German. I can even throw in a little Islamic just to screw up somebody's brain. But the thing comes down to the fact we have 744 discs of Saddam Hussein's plans lying in the Defense Department with nobody to read them.
That's true.
And the thing comes down, and the FBI tells me, well, Now, take it easy. Don't tell the public that. We have 1,400 specialists that that review material. Well, that's great. But where in the hell were you guys when the CIA and the FBI didn't communicate with each other and you get the 9/11?
Yes.
And I will maintain this. I saw this on a calendar. On a calendar where you, and this was 4 years before 9/11.
Yeah.
And they had the planes flying into two towers. And I can remember, I didn't know what the hell that meant. You know?
Yeah.
I'm not politically correct here, but the thing is, the fact is that that's what was going on. Now, the book shows up, American Mourning, and it hits the target in terms of people mourning a thing and they have it. And I'm going back again, and I feel sorry for those families. But the point is, they don't realize how much mourning they're mourning for. I mean, they're boring for these. Those people out there in the government knew. They knew what was going to happen. Now, the question is, as John is saying from Tennessee, yeah, they knew about it. Well, then why did they speak for me? Why couldn't I have done something about it? Why couldn't you have done something about it? See? We didn't know. We'll come back on the break and we'll finish up on Parker Pathways.
If joint pain, stiffness, or discomfort stops you from enjoying the things you like to do, now there's help. Introducing Joint Nutrients, the all-new, fast-acting, all-natural, great-tasting liquid formula that, when taken as directed, can help relieve the pain associated with osteoarthritis and with no harmful side effects. Joint Nutrients help restore and replenish joint fluid that is lost with aging, certain injuries, or constant pounding of the joints. And unlike other products that simply address the pain, Joint Nutrients goes to work to start repairing and correcting natural joint function while providing the relief you need. So if you are one of the millions of Americans who suffer from arthritis, then you need Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670. 1-866-240-5670. Reduce arthritis pain, increase flexibility, and enhance joint health with Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. The basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Parker Pathways. I go in, Parker. We're on the air with just a few minutes left. I want to make Catherine Moy and Melanie Morgan to indicate where you can get your very fine book, American Mourning. Where can you get your book?
Any bookstore carries it, and Costco's, and you can go to Amazon.com and order it there.
Okay, good. I just want you to know while we're speaking, the information is fed to me that the folks over in the Middle East must be listening to us or something, because
yes.
They've just declared jihad means holy war and have a video to show Americans just exactly things that we've been talking about.
Oh, I bet.
Against America, yeah. And one of the things that I go about, I go by little things. And there's a statement that, I'm not knocking Cindy or what other things, but I always go by what little things women do.
Yeah.
There's a thing that's in your conclusion of your book. It's just a little sentence. It says, Cindy ordered all men out of her house, including her husband, so her girlfriends could drink and mourn and console.
Yes. That happened during the days following Casey's death and funeral. Casey probably would have been disappointed in his mom, although I'm not going to speak for the dead.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, she ordered all men out. She is and has been a feminist type for a long time. And I'm not talking about somebody who loves women and wants them to be treated fairly.
Mm-hmm.
She wants them to be matriarch. She thinks there should be a matriarchal society run by women.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she believes in. And she believes in matriotism, which is what she calls the female form of what she sees as failed patriotism, and as I mentioned earlier, what killed her son.
Mm-hmm.
So she kicked all the men out, including her husband, Pat Sheehan, who is a wonderful, wonderful man and a wonderful father,
mm-hmm.
and told him, out, I'm drinking with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I just feel in my own way that this is kind of the symptom of America right now. I don't want to make a division between men and women, because
right.
men and women are quite different. Of course, that's what makes civilization and breeding and evolution,
right.
you know. But the thing comes down to the fact that we have a real bad problem here of understanding as to the functions. This is my part. I could do a whole other show on the biology of what I introduced, the biology of hope.
Yes.
I started that, and because I want to get into it, and I'm going to have another show, and you can tell your friends that buy the book that listen to Parker Pathways, because I'll always bring up your book in a little way. Not that I'm trying to sell your book, because
right.
I'll be trying to sell your book till ever. But the thing is that it's the biology of hope that I feel needs to be brought into the equation. You know,
yes.
when you start
yes.
being hateful and talking to the opposite sex, you have arguments and you have families that break up because the children copy everybody.
Yes, that's
and
right.
You know what I'm saying? They copy everybody, and you know it. And the thing is,
right.
I call it the nature and nurturing. Well, listen, it's been great having you as a guest. I hope I have you again. Tell your publisher.
I would love to.
Yeah, really, I'm not joking. And
yeah.
tell your publisher to make sure you send me your phone number or address or something. And
I'll
need
that.
Yeah, just get it confusing. Yeah. And say hello to Melody Morgan for me. I wish she could have been. I'd like to interview her.
I will tell her that as well.
I would. I really would. And because she also has mine, too, as you do.
Yes,
well,
she
listen,
does.
You really? There's no kidding about it. It's one of the foremost people on the radio.
Yes.
And want to give a tribute to Christopher. Who died, who is Christopher Glenn of CBS Radio, very good friend of mine. He died on the 17th of October.
God bless him.
Yeah, and we'll talk to you later.
Protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is
on. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.